Take two. I am on the bus on the way back from the convention to the hotel. It's about 11:30 on Monday night. I kind of did everything the way I used to do when I was a vendor at Grateful Dead shows, hang out by the door until the encore is over so I can bolt out the door and get on the bus and be on the first bus before it's like a total zoo trying to get on buses. We're on our way back to the hotel right now. Last report I was talking about how the bluebirds were really coming out in the convention hall. I had seen some text messages from our whips and an email from Bernie himself that said, hey, cut this shit out. You know, the booing doesn't make us look very good. It's exactly what the corporate media wants, and it's exactly what Donald Trump wants. And by the time I paid $10 for a lousy sandwich and $3 for a cup of coffee and got myself back into the hall, it seemed that most of the other people there had gotten the memo, and the booing had died down a little bit. I wasn't hearing as many boo birds every time Hillary's name got mentioned from the stage. One thing that really did annoy me was that I had a woman sitting directly behind me with this tape over her mouth, which I mentioned in the last report, and she just was total camera bait. And I talked to our whip about it and how it's like she's got this gimmick and it's really attracting attention, and what we have to do is we have to think up some positive gimmicks for tomorrow so that the people with the conflict gimmicks don't attract all the attention. And he kind of said to me, yeah, that's just people with their own personal agendas. And there was a long slog of speeches, one speech after another, and I texted Rosie that I'm getting maxed out on my speeches, and she texted back, so are you coming back? And I said, what, to miss the headliners? And I'm glad I stuck around. They handed out Michelle signs that were like these vertical signs with a sign stapled to a little cardboard tube. I thought, well, this will make a nice souvenir. I peeled the sign off the tube and kind of rolled it up to take it back, and then I discovered, ooh, the tube is a vuvuzela. So I started using it as a vuvuzela during Elizabeth Warren's speech and during Bernie's speech. And when Bernie came on, it was about the loudest I ever heard the arena get during the evening. It was a very enthusiastic crowd for that. And even the Hillary people were a little enthusiastic. They passed out Bernie signs to everybody. And it was a pretty uplifting speech for the end of the thing. And as I noticed that Bernie was starting to wind down, I got myself up to the top of the stairs next to one of the exits, and as soon as he was done, I bolted out the door and I got to the bus pretty quickly, and that's where I'm sitting now. We'll talk to you soon. Hope everybody's doing great.